Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back, friends, to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We had so much fun on the last episode that we actually decided to extend it into two episodes. So in this episode, we're going to be diving even deeper around what it really takes and how to really grow and scale your business to the next level and to really get to that next level of success. Touching on, again, both that beautiful, strategic, more cerebral components, but more importantly, also addressing the internal aspects of what needs to happen for you to be able to implement all of it much more effectively, more efficiently, and to have much more spaciousness and ease as you scale the business. So as we're diving in here, I'm really just going to kind of pick up where we left off. And part of that was really starting to address this piece of you being more effective, more efficient in your business. And a big part of that is if you are that person where you are in a place where you're making a good amount of money, right? But you're also don't really have a life right now. We really want to address this piece around scaling from a place of having team. And this is a big fear for a lot of the entrepreneurs that I work with, right? For many reasons. And I'm sure Daniel, you'll go in on these as well. But some of the big ones that come up, number one, it's looking at, holy crap, who am I going to hire? And how can I trust somebody to actually be able to show up and support me inside of the business? Right. And the fear of like, is this person going to be able to do it as well as I can? Those are usually two of the biggest ones. And then the other one that comes up is thinking about the aspect of like, okay, if I hire this person, can I actually continue to maintain and pay them? Because we all know entrepreneurship is, there's never really a guarantee in it. There's always highs and lows, right? So it's working through that emotional roller coaster. But more importantly, the biggest one that I see is, especially when we start talking about team supporting you in client delivery, is this ego-bearing aspect of you not being the only person that's doing it on your own anymore and having people actually support you inside of the business. And this is where things start to get a little ticklish, to say the least, because now it's more so about you growing and you not being the sole person delivering the results to your clients, but recognizing that there are other people who are supporting you inside of that. And oftentimes, again, the fear that comes up for people is like, what if I bring on somebody to support me and they take all my content and they run with it, right? Or what if I bring this person on and they're not nearly as good as I am? Or how the heck do I find somebody that can actually deliver incredible results and that I can really afford to have them in my business, right? Because there's always that trade-off. So Dana, let's go ahead and just kind of dive in here with a lot of these internal shifts that do come up when we're starting to talking about growing and scaling in team.
Oh yeah. I love this stuff, right? Because I love searching for breaking points. It's a hobby of mine, what I do with my own life, and I do it with my clients. And this one is a major pain point because it's like we can deal with our own shit. You know what I mean? We can kind of look over it. We can look past it. We can just sort of drag ourselves through it. But when we have to deal with someone else, it's all of a sudden everything comes bubbling up to the surface and you can't ignore that shit anymore. You have to deal with it. Because you have someone else who's relying on you to deal with it. So there are a bunch of different concerns that you brought up, Sophie. I'm not going to claim to remember every single one of them, but I'm just going to run through some of the ones you brought up. They're all really good. So here's a couple of different ones, right? One, what happens if someone steals all of your material and runs with it to start their own company? Good. I know you think bad, but it's good. One, because they're not going to be your competition anyway, because they're totally different. And let's face it, unless you're in the extreme minority on the planet, the services that you offer are not unique. In fact, chances are there's someone else who's doing exactly what you do and is way better than you, right? But you still have clients, don't you? Right? You still have people coming into your business. Why? If your services are not a unique and beautiful snowflake, then why would they come? It's because they're coming to you. They want you. They want your energy. They want your perspective. They want your opinions. They want your support. And so if someone else takes your material and run, fine, who cares, right? It doesn't matter at all. because they're going to have people going to them who won't go to you. So that's no problem at all right there. And if you feel like it's an issue, that's some inner work. That's just a belief. That's just you not seeing the value that you bring flat. And so you got to do some work on you being able to see how valuable you really are. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you don't believe you're as valuable as you really are. It's going to say that out there, right? And I think we all struggle with that. I feel like the value that we bring like up levels before we're aware of it. I really do believe that. I think that like most of us are in a constant state of catching up with the value that we offer. So chances are it's really just an adjustment. Just you saying, oh yeah, actually I am really freaking awesome. Me, the material good too, but me, right? And so that's why people come to me. And it might sound silly to say it, but really it's a big difference. So that's one side. Another thing, if you bring someone in there, are they going to be as good as you with the material? Probably not. At least not in the beginning. However, they may have their own gifts, their own talents, their own skills that you don't. They have experiences that you haven't had. And so they'll bring a different kind of energy to it, a different color, right? That might be beautifully complementary to yours. And who knows, when you teach them the material, they may get better than you. Actually, between you and me, that's what you want. Like, I want the people I train to be better than me, because then I don't have to do everything. You know, it's so awesome to have a team who could just kick ass. You just give them things and they knock it out of the park. Or maybe you don't have to give them things anymore. They just know what's going on and they just handle shit for you. Right? So that by the time it reaches your desk or your email, it's already handled. Right? You want that. That's so good. That's real support. And in order to get there, my recommendation is, instead of trying to find people who are already good at the material, find people who have the internals in place. Find people who might not be as knowledgeable with the material, but they're go-getters. They love themselves. They're interested in self-development. They work hard on themselves internally and externally, right? They crave that development so that when you give them material, they will run with it and they will learn, because it's much harder to do the other way, where you get someone, let's say if you're a marketing coach and you hire a marketing genius who also happens to be a freaking misogynist, good work, good work with that. Like, you're going to hate working with this person. And then you have to change them? Like, nah, forget that. That's not the business right there. So find someone who's got the internals in place, because teaching them the strategies, like we expressed many times in the last episode, teaching them the strategies is going to be easy for you. And so you will be able to mold your perfect support system. And I think that's really valuable, instead of trying to find a support system that's already put in place for you. You can do that. Chances are that's going to be a lot harder to find and a lot more expensive, which puts the burden on you even more. Because then there is that question, well, how will I be able to continuously support this person who I'm hiring? Give them things to do. That right there is just an extension of a belief of, how am I going to continue supporting myself? It is the same theme. And with that comes confidence work. Comes inner value work, comes obviously work on your systems to make sure that what you are doing is generating business, certainly, right? Your systems are important still. And also make sure that you're coming from a place of real abundance, right? That you see that there are plenty of clients out there for you. There's plenty of money to be had. There's plenty of opportunities. There are plenty of possibilities for you. Switching into that abundance mentality will really help you see that actually having this person in your business is not just going to be a drain, right? It's not like you're having a child where it's like, good, now you need to support this creature for 18 years and then more before they start maybe making some money to help contribute, right? You're not doing that in your business. At least you shouldn't be. You're hiring someone who will help you, who will immediately add value, immediately free up your time, immediately help you right? Give you that support so that you'll be able to generate even more business, right? So flipping into this abundance side of saying, oh, actually, you know what? The more support I have, the more money I make. So then the more I'll be able to help them out, the more I'll be able to pay them. And the more I train them, the more I pay them, the more love I give them, then the greater a synergistic result will be, right? So that when you get the right support, it's not just 1+1=2. It's like 1+1=5. And then when you have an even greater team, it just grows exponentially with that. But it really does take you looking in and seeing that actually, yes, you do live in an abundant world. You are abundant. There is an abundance of clients and money, and there is no competition for you. You have to get to that place so that you can see that actually hiring a team may be the best thing for your growth.
It's not maybe, it is. It's not amazing. I'm just gonna address that right now. And here's why. I so hear you and I so see you right now loving the excitement and the fulfillment and just this like, oh yes, I love the amount of importance that I feel knowing that I can create this result for people. And you also want to have a life outside of your business, right? Because again, what is the point of having a business if you are always working in the business and you don't have a life to enjoy outside of it? I speak to this because I've freaking lived it. And Dan, I know you have too.
Oh yeah.
It is a roller coaster. And I can reflect back on times in my own entrepreneurial journey in the last 3-4 years where there was a solid year of my life where I had probably like 40 one-on-one clients. This is a lot of clients to have, number one. Yeah, I was making good money. I mean, I was probably doing like 60, 70, maybe like 80K a year at that point. And I was waking up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to do a coaching call because the client that I had was in the UK and all of my other times were full. And like my day was literally being built around my client. I had no life and I was so burnt out that I would literally like just want to sleep when I was done. And I had like no time to really put into my relationship or into my health or any of those other things. So all of these other areas of my life started to completely dwindle because I was so heavily focused on showing up and being the person delivering the result to my clients and that I was the one that wanted to feel special and significant and all the things and have that love and that connection from being the person delivering everything. Until I developed some major adrenal fatigue and it really rocked my socks in a lot of ways. Not only that, I went through, there were multiple things that kind of happened to me. And this is why I want to share this with you guys, because I don't want this to have to be the catalyst for you to recognize that you don't need to be the one doing everything inside of your business. I ended up having to end the relationship that I was in because it was at a point where we just weren't connecting because I wasn't putting the energy into it. And I also wasn't putting the energy into me. And I didn't know who I was outside of the business. I completely lost track of all of my hobbies and all of the things that I enjoyed. And all that I really knew at that point was, oh, growing and scaling the business, right? And so I became disinterested in myself and it was easy for my partner to become disinterested in me and also for me to become disconnected from them. So we ended that relationship. On top of that, I developed massive adrenal fatigue because of how many hours I was working and how much stress I was putting on myself, trying to manage all of it on my own, right? Which just wasn't sustainable. And also for the amount of people that were coming in. And so it took all of that for me to realize, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this all on my own. Maybe I do need help. What a concept. And what's been amazing, right? In that year, I closed, I want to say like 60, 70, like 80K. The following year, when I actually started to step in and like having people to support me and like being part of a team and not being the only one doing everything, it was amazing. Just like the healing that took place inside of that and just how much more like I really got to know myself because I started to have spaciousness because I wasn't the person doing everything in the business anymore. I was able to focus on my zone of genius. Therefore, I was constantly having my cup filled up. Sure, there were certain components of the business that I still had to manage, right? But the load was so much lighter. And so I had so much more time for self-care. My cup was always so much more full. My clients were a lot happier. And I actually doubled my revenue that year. And then this year, now that the team is actually scaling and I'm working more so on just my own project at this point, we're on track to double again, which is fantastic, if not even triple. And again, none of this would have been possible. And it's definitely not going to be possible unless I hire a team, because I'm only one person and I can only work with so many people and still have my sanity. And I've arrived at a place in my entrepreneurial journey, and I hope you're here too, where you recognize that your life, your happiness, your fulfillment is not worth sacrificing for hitting a certain dollar amount. You want to make sure that, again, you're honoring what it is that you really love, that you really enjoy, and that you have a life outside of the business, and you build the business around your lifestyle so you can actually enjoy the process instead of burning yourself out trying to get to this money mark that you think is what's going to make you happy. And then you get there and you realize that you're still chasing dollars.
So, so, so good. So freaking important. Please listen to that again and again and again. If you want your business to expand, you need to expand, and you're going to have to butt up against the walls of your own resistance. And there's something also that I think is really important. I really want to highlight this, that Sophie said, it feels so good when you're in your business, getting everything from it. Like, you are the main focal point of attention, of love, of adoration, of gratitude, of everything, right? You're getting all your feel goods from it. However, if this is the only source that you're getting it from, and like you fall into what Sophie did and what I have done as well, of feeling that this is the only thing you've got, you're going to die on the inside. I was trying to find another way of saying it, but that's what's going to happen, right? Because you're so much more than just your business, right? You are this beautiful creature and you have other needs, and you have the need for like real deep, fulfilling social relationships and intimate relationships. And even deeper than that, you need your own self-love. You need your own validation, your own enoughness. You need to be able to provide that for yourself. But it gets very easy to put a mask on where we're not doing that for ourselves when we get really successful in business. I have a lot of clients, by the way, who are like this, who's like, yeah, in business, confident and powerful and everything like that. Outside of business, personal relationships falling apart or non-existent. Intimate relationships falling apart or not existent. Health patterns falling apart or not existent. And that's really no way to live. And really living that way is going will absolutely give you a midlife crisis or earlier. You might not even make it to midlife before you start really freaking the fuck out, because you got to give these things to yourself, right? The beautiful thing, it's like in a relationship. The most beautiful relationship is composed of two people who are so self-loving that they flow that love onto each other so that nobody can really give or take anything from each other. They're there to share with each other. And the same thing with a business. You know, if you're looking to your business and you're in it so hard, you don't want to share it with anybody, right? You don't want to hire a team or anything like that because you're going to get less love or less whatever, less significance from it. That's a real clear sign that you've got to do some inner work. You've got to be able to give these things to yourself. The other thing is also that when you're doing it, the more you do it for those reasons, to fill in a feeling that you're not giving yourself, the more needy you become, the more reliant on your business you become. And then weird things start happening, like you stop taking vacations, you stop having hobbies, you stop having weekends, you stop having fun. And so when you're not working, what are you going to do? What happens if you retire? Kill yourself because you have nothing else in your life? That's nonsense, right? You got to have a life. You've got to be even more well-rounded. And the beautiful thing is that when you start supplying these things for yourself, when you realize that you are the real source of love and validation and enoughness and gratitude and significance, then the results and the impact that you have with your clients are much greater. It just magnifies your ability to do your work. And then you'll be able to hire a team because you'll know that they're not taking anything from you. They're not distracting anything from you, and anything they're adding to you. It's again, that scarcity versus abundance mindset. But this one is, instead of financial wealth, it's like inner wealth and realizing that you are in control of that, not your clients, not your business, not anybody else. You've got to be able to give yourself these things.
It really is. Like, you hiring team opens up your capacity for so much more financial abundance. It truly does. And all the other pieces of abundance as well. And here's what happened. I mean, you can imagine hiring is like inflating a balloon, right? And so when you're in your business on your own, you can only blow this balloon up to a certain capacity on your own, right? And that's really like, think of the balloon as like the amount of money that you're making in your business, right? Just as you, because you're doing all the things, because you only have so much time, so much energy, and there's only so much of you. So we blow that balloon up to its capacity, and that's where you are probably at right now, right? You can maybe take on one or two more clients, or you can maybe increase your costs, and that'll get you to a little bit larger. But again, you're hitting a capacity. So when you hire a team, what's going to happen at first is the balloon's going to deflate a little bit. Yes, it is. I'm going to acknowledge this because it's part of the process, so that you don't have to be afraid of it or freak out when it does happen. So when you hire a team, the balloon's going to deflate a little bit. But what's going to happen is, once this person is trained and they're on board and they fully get everything and they get the systems, and you're actually able to take better care of yourself, and now you have more energy and more capacity to support your clients and to show up in the business, what's going to happen is, now, because both of you are able to really blow into that balloon or to be able to really support the business, your capacity to create more income in the business has actually surpassed where you were previously. Now the balloon is even bigger than it was before, because you're not the only person inside of it. And also at the same time, you have so much more time and energy for you in your life to take care of you, which is, again, it's what you really want. So recognize that the real only way for you to grow and scale, especially if you're wanting to hit those much bigger numbers, you need to hire a team. And for the majority of you that I'm sure tuning into this, you're probably like in either coaching or mentorship or some sort of space like that. The person that you need to hire first needs to be somebody who's going to be like your OBM and our VA, meaning they're going to be the person that's taking over all of the behind the scenes aspects of your business, so that you can focus on your zone of genius, which more than likely, again, knowing your archetype, because I'm very similar to it, is probably going to be content creation and client delivery. You love showing up for your clients, you love creating content, and you love just kind of being in those zones, but you hate doing all the backend stuff. You hate tracking data, you hate sending out contracts, you hate doing all of these minuscule tasks that need to get done. They're important, but they're not what fill you up. Those are all the things that we can free up your time, even if it's only 10 hours a week. You got 10 hours a week back, holy cow, what could you do with that, right? And this is kind of the mentality that I always give my clients to think about. It's like, okay, these are the tasks that you need to hire out for, because these are the tasks that you obviously don't want to be doing, and they're not really money generating activities. They're more money sustaining activities. You need to be able to differentiate the two. So those money sustaining activities, those are the ones that you need to delegate. And when you hire that person's going to take over those money sustaining activities. That's going to sustain your income. But now that you get those 10 hours back, or whatever those X amount of hours are that you're getting back from this person taking over those tasks, you want to calculate that, obviously. Then you look at, okay, now that I have, and we'll use 10 here, 10 more hours to put towards money generating activities, now I've completely increased my ability to reach more people, to have more marketing, or to go and network more, whatever those things are for you. And now you've completely increased your window as well, as far as being able to work with more clients, or if you're doing group scaling from that perspective. So hiring team is your best friend when it comes to growing and scaling. And I really, really hope that you can feel into this. And if there is resistance there for you, again, that's the internal work that needs to happen. That's the shift where it's like, okay, what part of you is feeling resistance? Is it more ego-based around like, I don't want to give up the me doing it all on my own thing? And there's no shame around that. Like, it's a real thing where we feel really good about being able to fully support ourselves. And a lot of us don't like asking for help because we did it all on our own, right? It feels good to be able to say that until you hit a place where you can't really get much further on your own. So figuring out for yourself, where is that resistance? Where is that fear? Where are those pieces that it's like, ugh, doesn't feel super fantastic? Are there some fear around it? Or maybe there's like some doubt about it actually working for you. And that's really where the work needs to happen.
Really, really important. And again, I want you to listen to what Sophie just said again. it's really, really critical. And we've both seen it, that trying to do everything yourself, it like feels really, really good until it doesn't. And then when it doesn't, it really feels not so good. And so you want to create these structures in your life, in your business, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul that allow you to expand and to keep expanding. And so that's why, again, it's really important to have a beautiful mix of strategy and internal work to allow you to continue growing and allow you to dig out of that resistance. And by the way, when we say eliminating resistance, we're not saying that it has to feel good at first, right? You're allowed to feel the fear and do it anyway. You're allowed to say, this is hard, but I'm going to do it anyway. Or even, right, that feeling of like, I don't want to do this, but doing it anyway, as you're doing it. It's like on that roller coaster where it's like, you could be scared all the way up, but hey, you put yourself in there and you know that it's going to take you to where you want to be. Remembering also that, yeah, you might have challenges along the way. You're probably not going to hire the perfect team immediately. Just like you're probably not going to do many things for the first time perfectly, right? It's a learning curve. And so if you find resistance to making those types of mistakes, that's inner work too, right? You've got to allow yourself to fail. That's how you're going to learn. It's just like, you know, as we were talking about in the previous episode, the analogy of working out and finding that progressive overload. You're actually not looking to succeed all the time. You are trying to find your breaking point, because then you'll have a bullseye on something that you can shift either externally in your systems, where you say, oh yeah, this is breaking down right here, I can see it. Or internally, where you say, I'm breaking down right here and I can finally see it. These are both beautiful things, right? And you have to be able to welcome them, actually welcome them with open arms. These are gifts in disguise. Because as soon as you know what your problems really are, you'll be able to resolve them, or you can find help to get you to resolve them. And then you'll be able to up level and you'll see that you can do it. And that's the beautiful thing. When you start building a team, you start expanding your business in new ways, getting into a group program or raising your rates or all the above, and you see that, oh my God, I really can do this. It sets off like a chain reaction internally that will allow you to ride that momentum forward to say, oh crap, you know, if I could do this, if I can do a group program with 5 people, maybe I can do it with 10 people. If I can hire one person for 10 hours, like Sophie was saying, maybe I can have a full-time person. You just need to start, right? Get yourself in the door and see that, yes, you can do it. Yes, you are ready. No, mistakes will not kill you, that you're going to make it through. And then you begin that process of seriously up-leveling.
Boom. Mic drop. Yeah. Wow. Talk about a potent episode. I feel like the last two were just like so strong for you guys. And I really, really hope that you're starting to see the correlation between the inner and the outer pieces of growing and scaling your business. Because if you are an entrepreneur, and I'm speaking specifically to those of you that have businesses, you do need both. And there's no sugarcoating that. Like if it's all strategy, and again, I've worked with a lot of clients who've done this, and Dan, I know you have too, who've been so hard on the strategy and it's still not working. And they're like, what the fuck, right? It's because they're not receiving that inner love, that inner healing, whatever it is that you want to call it, where they need to have those shifts. So it's just for you recognizing again, like, where does the shift need to happen in your life and in your business, right? Where are you feeling like there's some leaks or some holes? And to also recognize that you don't have to go through the gutters and fail and fall on your face over and over again. We can shortcut this path by hiring a mentor.
Yay.
By having somebody who can actually look at exactly what you're doing, look at exactly where you are, who's mastered the content and can tell you exactly what you need to do to get to where you want to go. So you don't have to sit there and fall on your face and go through these massive failures. But instead, you can just say, okay, great. Let me take the evolutionary path instead of the revolutionary path. The revolutionary path is the path through pain where you have to fail and fall on your face over and over and over again until you figure out how to do it the right way. Instead, the evolutionary path is where you say, great, let me find the person that's already where I want to be and figure out how they did it and ask them for their support so they can give me the step-by-step blueprint and I can just climb that ladder and we can just activate as we go along, right? And that's really where having like a mentor or a coach or somebody to support you, depending on what your specific business is and where specifically you are and what specifically your needs are, is so crucial. And also making sure that you are aligned with that person, right? Like whether it's me or whether it's Dan or whether it's somebody else, the biggest thing that I always say is like, you want to hire people that you feel that are congruent for you. And here's my last little thing for you guys when it comes to growing and scaling. You showing up in your business and being whole in who you are and illuminating different aspects of your life for more than just, this is what I do, right? Because this is the mistake that I see a lot of coaches make. They only always talk about what they do. They never actually show the other aspects of who they are as a human being. Then you're limiting your capacity to connect with multiple people in different dimensions and different aspects. You being able to really illuminate to people that, hey, here's me living this life and experiencing these things, and here's all the aspects of what I love to do and who I am as a whole human being, allows people to see you more in your wholeness, which allows people to have more connection to you, similar to what we were talking about earlier, that fear around people taking your content. Right? Your content is actually, it's like, sure, it's important. Yes. But really what matters more than any of that is like who you are as a person. There are so many business and marketing mentors out there in the world. And I honestly could give a shit because I know my stuff so damn well that, I mean, I'm sure they do too, but I know it's a capacity to where it's like, nobody can deliver this information the way that I can deliver it. And nobody can sit here and like look at something the way that I can look at it and see it through my own eyes. So I don't have any fear around any of these other people because there's no competition for me because they're not me. And that's the type of mentality you need to step into and just owning it. It's like, it's who you are as a human being. It's you operating from your sense of wholeness. It's you being able to illuminate to your audience that it's like, hey, this is what I know, but also this is how what I know is impacting and allowing me to be who I am and experience the life that I have, and you embodying that and owning that in your life and in your business.
Another mic drop. Been some really good episodes.
Some good episodes.
Really, really good shit. Okay, guys, if you love this, if you got a lot out of this episode, let us know and help us share this out. You can share it on your social. Just tell people about it. Leave us a 5-star on iTunes. Leave us a review. We also love hearing directly from you. We've had a number of people reach out and tell us about the shifts that they've made as a result of some of the tools that they've got from this podcast. And let me tell you, both Sophie and I melt with that. It means so much to us that really just puddles.
Heart chakra wide open.
Yeah. I mean, talk about real warm and fuzzies, right? But it also lets us know that we're on the right path for you, right? That we're actually giving you something that's really useful and practical. And so that's our way of finding out, right? So please do reach out. Leave us those reviews. Get in touch. And the task for this episode, if you are considering a team, if you thought that it might be after listening to this episode, your next step, then I want you to really feel into it and tell yourself, let's say you had to hire someone for 10 or 15 hours a week starting tomorrow. What is all the resistance that comes up for you? Write it all down. And then start working through it. You can work through it by connecting with your higher self. You can work through it by reaching out to us and getting some support directly, however method, right? But the first step is really seeing, not just feeling, but seeing it on paper so that you have a target, you have things to work through. And whether it's a systems thing, whether it's strategy, whether it's your business mechanics, that's also awesome to see on there. Whether it's internal, that's also awesome to see on there, but having it in front of you so you have a checklist that you can cross off and work on so that you can up level and make it feel beautiful for you is such a gorgeous first step.
Heck yeah. And if you guys are feeling like, all right, Dan, so if you guys are fucking amazing, we love you. How do I work with you? Just reach out to us. We love you guys. We're here to support you and whatever it is you need. And if any of this content's resonating, just reach out. Again, if we're not the perfect fit for you, we have so much integrity in the sense that we're going to send you to somebody who we feel is. And that's our biggest thing, is we want you to get the support that you need. And if it is us, awesome, fantastic. If it's not us, awesome, fantastic. We'll make sure that you get what it is you really need. Because again, the work you're here to do is important and it matters. And we want to help you be able to really impact the world in a greater way. That's what we're here to do. And we know that we can't just do that all on our own, which is why we really step into the role of supporting other people and elevating their own platforms, elevating their own lives through the work that we do. So again, if you're looking for that support, if you're looking for that mentorship, if you're looking for that guidance, reach out either on Facebook, Instagram, where I love getting the DMs. They're so great. We can always jam on that. And Dan, I don't know if you've got any other tools that you would want to send them or have them reach out to you on.
I'm the same way. Reach out through Instagram, hit me up on Facebook. You got my email. You can email me any which way. I don't think is really important. The important thing is that you need to know that we got your back and that it does not matter what your challenge is. If we can't solve it, we will turn you into a direction to someone who can. And getting over that hurdle of just knowing that, yes, the support is out there. And yes, you've got people who really do care about you is really important. So just reach out.
Mm-hmm. No shame in asking for help, friends. Love it. Thank you guys so, so much for tuning into this episode. And again, if you're enjoying this, if you're loving the content that we're producing and you're really digging this vibe that we're starting to step into, share it on Instagram, share it on Facebook, tag us, let us know so that we can start to produce more of this content. And if you have any requests for really where you're feeling you'd love more content or where you're feeling you'd love support or insight from both of us, let us know. We love, 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 love producing content specifically for you. So if you have like a specific thing that you'd love insight on or a topic that you'd love us to touch on or something that you'd like us to dive deeper into, just let us know so we can do that for you. We love hearing from you guys. So thank you so much. And we will see you on the next episode.
Love you guys.